on the motion to actually, this is a vote on Mr. Lederer's substitute, Ms. Burden's substitute. Such that the language before us would read, be it further resolved that the Pacifica National Board approve guidelines for the use of local station membership lists that are in accordance with state and federal law, as well as the bylaws of Pacifica, and that these guidelines must be in place 6 months prior to the next local station board election. How do you vote? Ms. Burden.
No.
And this is, I need to note what this is. Ms. Brisson.
Pass.
Oh, just a moment. I need to... Okay, Ms. Allen. Okay, the chair will vote yes. Mr. Lederer?
Yes.
Mr. Knorr?
Yes.
Ms. Rowline?
I abstain.
Ms. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Van Aken? Ms. Williams?
Oh, yeah, I abstain also.
Okay, I did not get a vote from Ms. Allen. I did not get a vote from Mr. Van Aken.
Well, you didn't get a vote from me.
This is Teresa.
Right. I got
this
a pass
Teresa,
from
you. Teresa, did you hear my vote?
And...
Hello?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Teresa. Did you hear my vote?
I did not.
I say yes.
Okay. And
Lydia says yes.
Okay. Mr. Van Aken, one last time. That's six yes, one no, two abstention. Mr. Lederer's language is approved. So, considering that approval, Ms. Burden, do you still have an objection?
To
the language as amended.
Approve. Are we voting on the final motion?
No. Just on this paragraph.
Didn't I vote on this?
No, you offered an amendment.
Oh, I see.
Which was mooted by a subsequent amendment.
That's correct. So do I have a second chance at this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We all do. If you have an objection, we'll take a vote on paragraph 11.
I see. No, I will pass.
Okay. So there's no objection on paragraph 11. So we have postponed consideration of paragraph 10. Now consider the Robinson motion before we go back and perhaps do a final vote on the combined referred motion, unless a substitute for the entire thing is offered. Okay. So the Robinson motion was read.
Wait. This is Lydia. Point of order.
Yes.
We're 11 minutes past the time we said we were going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I move that we call the question on all questions, that we move to that last paragraph that was deferred immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless someone moves to do something else. We're past what we decided on at the beginning of the agenda.
Motion is in order. Is there an objection to proceeding as Mr. Zahn recommends?
I'm sorry, I had to leave the phone. Could you repeat the way we're proceeding?
We're going back to paragraph 10, and then we will vote on the entire resolution as amended, unless there is a substitute. Well, actually, a substitute would be in order. So, and yeah, hearing no alternative motion in order.
I'm sorry. Point of order here. It's after 10:30. Did we extend time or are we adjourning?
No one has moved to extend time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I move to adjourn then.
A motion to adjourn is always in order.
Sorry, I did ask for a point of information before Carolyn
spoke. Do you have a point of information?
How much time?
I couldn't hear you.
How much time did we allot for the Robbins promotion?
20 minutes on earlier discussion and 20 minutes for combined both.
Didn't my motion to call the question that preceded the motion to adjourn?
Jack returning.
Well,
your
call to the question was declared in order. And we are proceeding with that, except that there was a motion to adjourn, which is always in order. So we must dispose of the motion to adjourn, and then we will proceed with all pending questions, as you suggested. So, on the motion to adjourn, how do you vote, Ms. Allen?
I vote not to adjourn.
Ms. Burden?
Yes.
Ms. Bazan?
No.
I have you twice. Okay, so, Mr. Lederer?
No.
I better save this. Mr. Knorr?
No.
Ms. Rawline?
I abstain.
Was that an abstain?
I abstain, yes.
Okay. Ms. Roberts?
No to adjournment.
Mr. Van Aken?
No.
Last call, Ms. Williams.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was weird. The answer is yes to adjourn.
Okay. Two to adjourn. Six against, one abstention. The motion to adjourn fails. Is there objection to paragraph 10? Be it resolved that the Pacific National Board form a special task force, including membership of the Campaign Reform Subcommittee of the PNB Elections Committee, to revise the election rule to assure that those most economically disadvantaged are not discouraged from participating in the process. Hearing no objection, let us consider the entire resolution as referred and amended, which reads as follows. Whereas the Pacifica National Board reaffirms its commitment to free and fair local station board elections. Whereas the intent of the Pacifica National Board and the Pacifica Elections Bylaws is to protect the right to equal access for all candidates. Whereas the right process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas should be communicated to all candidates running for local station board elections. Whereas the spending of large sums of money in Pacifica campaigns runs counter to the non-commercial nature of the Pacifica Radio Network while underscoring the discriminatory nature of campaign financing, so prevalent and objectionable in mainstream elections. Whereas the Pacifica National Board is deeply concerned about the resulting unequal access of individual candidates and or slates that had the financial backing to pay for mailers to be sent to all local station board members. Whereas allowing expensive mailers is discriminatory, in particular but not only to women and people of color who often have the least resources, as well as to those interested in running as independents. Whereas there is a lack of protection of Pacifica from the abuse of corporate money being used to cover the cost of mailers that could leave Pacifica open to takeovers of local station boards by those with financial backing. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board form a special task force, including membership of the Campaign Finance Reform Subcommittee of the PNB Elections Committee, to revise the election rules to assure that those most economically disadvantaged are not discouraged from participating in the process. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica National Board approve guidelines for the use of local station membership lists that are in accordance with state and federal law, as well as the bylaws of Pacifica, and that these guidelines must be in place 6 months prior to the next local station board elections. On the entire resolution, how do you vote? Ms. Allen.
Hello.
Yes.
I say no.
Ms. Burden.
No.
Ms. Brazan.
Yes.
Mr. Litterer.
Yes.
Mr. Knorr.
Yes.
Ms. Rawline.
No.
Ms. Roberts.
Yes.
Mr. Van Aken.
Yes.
Ms. Williams.
No.
The chair will vote no, creating a tie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no. The motion fails.
Okay.
Can I ask the chair a question?
Yes.
Is there a particular part that if it was changed, you might reconsider your vote?
Mr. Chair, isn't that out of order?
Probably. And the question was answered in discussion of the motion, I think. If there's not a renewed motion to adjourn, we will...
Mr. Chair, I would like to put forward a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Yeah, I think we are at time, so we would need a motion to extend.
Yes, right.
So, on the motion to adjourn.
Well, I'll move to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there an objection to the extension?
Should we consider my motion to adjourn first?
Actually, you're right. The extension had to come before the motion to adjourn. So, on the motion to adjourn, Ms. Allen. I'll get back to you. Ms. Bird?
Yes.
Ms. Brazan?
Yes.
Ms. Allen again?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Letterer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
Yes.
Ms. Rowline?
Yes, to adjournment.
Ms. Roberts?
No, I'm driving. You guys are keeping me alert.
Was that a no?
Yes, it was a no.
I could not understand your response.
No, we should continue and try to accomplish something.
Thank you.
A clearer thing.
Mr. Van Aken. Mr. Van Aken. Ms. Williams.
Yes.
Last chance, Mr. Van Aken. Six yeses to adjourn, two noes to adjourn. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks.